What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman, and guys, first of all, I hope everyone is having a wonderful Thursday afternoon. Guys, we are literally about to enter the last. We are about to end. Tomorrow's gonna be the last day of. Tomorrow's gonna be the last. Day of June. We are ending the month of June. In 2 days, we are going to be entering a new month in July. But anyways, guys, I decided to come on here just because I wanted to do another list for you guys today. I've been doing a lot of lists for you guys. I enjoy doing it. Today's list is going to be, I'm going to be including my 7 most important players on the New York Giants offense. Obviously, there's the biggest question of, the biggest question for this Giants team is obviously, will we see Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley power this team back to the playoffs this winter? We're going to have to see. But anyways, look. Obviously, will the Giants be able to take a step forward on offense this upcoming season? That's what Giants fans are hoping to see. As Joe Shane prioritized bringing in plenty of studs to help the passing game, Daniel Jones signed his $160 million contract. So the pressure will be on number 8 to deliver from start to finish for this team. Recently, we decided to rank the top players on defense. In this list, I'm going to be focusing on the other side of the ball with, the 7 most important players on the offense. So here we go. Starting with number 1. I got center John Michael Schmitz. The fact that this guy fell to the Giants in the 2nd round still feels like a dream for the front office. Now the former Minnesota Hawks will be thrown into things from the start, as he will be the starting center for the Giants moving forward. Yes, there will be surely, there's going to be some ups and downs for John Michael Schmitz in year 1, but this kid has all the tools to be a baller for Brian Daboll because of the pressure that's on, this kid. I have him at number 7. I have him at number 1 on my list. The offensive line play has, as a whole for the Giants, was rough to watch last season. The inconsistent play was on full display in 2022 with Jean Feliciano and Nick Gates departing in free agency. It provided some big holes for the Giants offensive line this offseason. However, things are starting to take shape, and again, John Michael Schmitz will be in charge of snapping the ball to Daniel Jones. The Giants need this guy to live up to the hype. It's never easy for a rookie to start from day 1, but the training wheels will be taken off immediately. For John Michael Schmitz, he needs to answer the call for this offense. Fans think he'll be able to do just that. So do I. So he's number 1 on my list. Number two, I got wide receiver Isaiah Hodgins. I mean, was there a better surprise performer for Big Blue last campaign than Isaiah Hodgins? I mean, this guy was a waivers pickup. You know, he's a very young wide receiver who arrived to East Rutherford to be reunited with Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, as they all knew each other quite well from their Buffalo days. Isaiah Hodgins became a reliable option for Daniel Jones. When it was announced that Isaiah Hodgins was joining the team, not many people expected much from him. You know, well, he wasted a little time in making noise for the squad, and he'll be back in 2023 hoping to record more head-turning plays for the Giants. The rest of the league saw in the wild card round just how good this guy can be, as he posted 8 receptions for 105 yards and a score. You know, while the Giants don't have a true number one wide receiver on the roster, Isaiah Hodgins and Darius Slayton will look to be the steady outside options for offensive coordinator Mike Kafka. Isaiah Hodgins, he needs to play at a high level. Anything similar to how he looked at the end of the 2022 campaign would be fantastic. Now, if you're gonna ask me for a bold prediction, I really feel like Isaiah Hodgins will flirt with 1,000 yards this fall and winter. That's just me, you know. So he's number two on my list. Number three, I got right tackle Evan Neal. The question for Evan Neal going into year two, it's gonna be, what will year two bring for Evan Neal? Hopefully some steady outstanding play. You know, Evan Neal, he was the 7th overall pick in the 2022 NFL draft, had plenty of strong moments during his first year with the Giants. There were also plenty of struggles. At times, he didn't perform at a high level, and it was frustrating to see. Things were so rough for Evan Neal at times. People were running to social media to label him a first-round bust. Seriously, after only one season, you know, we're gonna only call this kid overrated and ignore his potential as a whole. That's absurd. You know, Andrew Thomas, who is literally one of the best right tackles in the league, he played poorly during his rookie season for New York, but he's now one of the best tackles in the NFL. You know, I'm not saying Evan Neal is going to make that kind of a jump during his sophomore season in the NFC East, but I do think that he can showcase major improvements in the coming months. Evan Neal has been, you know, he's been working around the clock this offseason to put himself in the best position available to be a stud for this offense in 2023. Fans can't wait to see how he performs. I can't wait to see. And he'll have a big-time test week one against the Dallas Cowboys. So, yeah. All right, guys. Number four, I got tight end Darren Waller. You know, I mean, of all the additions for this offense, perhaps I don't think none are more exciting than tight end Darren Waller. I mean, the fact that Joe Shane was able to land this guy for only a 3rd-round pick still feels like robbery. However, that's all it took for the Giants to get things done with the Raiders earlier this offseason. Darren Waller was electric during the offseason program, impressing people both during OTAs and mandatory minicamp. This guy, look at Darren Waller. He may not be a wideout, but he's the kind of pass catcher who could really open up the field for Mike Kafka and Daniel Jones. With his size, Darren Waller is surely he is surely going to be a top target for Daniel Jones whenever New York is inside, you know, opposing team's 20-yard lines. You know, the main concern, obviously, for Darren Waller right now is his health. Over the past two seasons, he was only able to appear in 20 games for the Raiders, missing 17 games. However, this is still a tight end who posted back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons in 2019 and 2020. Darren Waller can prove to be a game changer, you know, for this offense. If he stays close to full health, then he definitely will be among the most important players, not only for the offense, but, you know, the team as a whole. You know, I mean, when this guy is healthy, I mean, he's up there, Travis Kelce, you know, so that's all I gotta say about that. All right, guys, number five, I got left tackle, Andrew Thomas. This was a close call for number five or number six. But make no mistake about it, left tackle Andrew Thomas is the straw that stirs the drink up front. As I previously mentioned, the offensive line play for the Giants was pretty much a nightmare last season. However, Andrew Thomas was an absolute animal and blossomed into a true superstar. You know, remember not long ago when, just like Evan Neal, people were calling Andrew Thomas a first-round bust. You know? Plenty of folks thought that Andrew Thomas would turn out to be another wasted first-round pick by the New York Giants front office. Instead, the guy has continued to improve following his tough rookie season. Andrew Thomas, his strong play in 2022 is still talked about. Sooner than later, this guy is going to be in line to land a major contract extension from the Giants. Joe Shane needs to give him a blank check and just walk away, as he's worth every penny New York is about to give him. Andrew Thomas earned second-team All-Pro honors last season. Now, I'm expecting more incredible play from him in 2023 and beyond. So, yeah. All right, guys. Number six. This is not a question. I got running back Saquon Barkley. After all the adversities, star running back Saquon Barkley has had to battle early on in his career. How great was it to see him smiling and looking like his old self this past season? The 2022 campaign was, it was just what Barkley needed. Posting a career-high 1,312 yards and 10 touchdowns, he made the Pro Bowl for the second time with the Giants as well. Let's be clear about something. There's no way the Giants would have gone 9-7-1 last season if Barkley wasn't on the field, because Saquon Barkley was the only player Daniel Jones had to throw to. I'm not saying that because Daniel Jones didn't have a good year. I'm saying that because most of the wide receivers last season couldn't catch. Saquon, there was only three good players the Giants had last season. It was Darius Slayton, Isaiah Hodgins, and Saquon Barkley. And Daniel Bellinger, That was it. You know, Saquon Barkley was the only, he was the only playmaker, you know, the Giants really had. You know, so yeah, but look, if it wasn't for, you know, if Saquon, if he, you know, like, there was no way the Giants would have gone 9-7 one last season if this guy wasn't on the field. His game his game-winning two-point conversion against the Titans week one set the tone for the rest of the campaign. His two-touchdown performance against the Vikings, you know, in the wild card round was also brilliant. For the majority of the offseason, the talk about this guy has been his contract drama with Joe Shane and the Giants in the New York Giants front office. For now, Saquon is set to play the 2023 campaign on the non-exclusive franchise tag, which would earn him $10.1 million per year. Leading up to July 17th, though, fans like myself are hoping Saquon can land his multi-year deal. There's no doubt. There's no doubt in my mind that Saquon gets it. Look, I'm still confident that the Giants will get a deal done, because when you think about the whole thing, it's really I'm confident because Saquon is, you know, even though the Giants do have I understand we got Darren Waller. I understand the Giants have more talent now. And, you know, and maybe, you know, and also, like, I did bring up the speculation that Daniel Jones, he played great due to Saquon Barkley being the only playmaker the Giants had on offense. And Darius Slayton. But if you look at the roster now, you have Darren Waller, who's a playmaker. You have Paris Campbell, who's not a scrub. You have, you know, Jalen Hyatt. I think this kid's gonna ball out. Daniel Bellinger, I love what I saw from him. You know, you got guys that can play. And that's why the Giants did what they had to do when they drafted Eric Gray, the rookie running back out of Oklahoma, because just for things like this. And there's no way Saquon's going to sign a franchise tag, you know, because Saquon wants respect. And that's why I kept on saying, if the deal's not done, then it's clearly going to be Eric Gray who's going to be the starting running back, because they drafted him, you know. It's, you know, it was tough, you know, a lot of people were talking about the deal, and a lot of people were just comparing, like, the leverage between both sides, and how, like, people were explaining the Giants' reason for giving him this much money, and the reason why the Giants are not giving him a lot, because he's a running back, and running backs don't last long in the NFL. When you look at, usually when running backs pass, you know, I was watching Speak. It's a sports show. And they were talking about how running backs, once they pass the age of 24 or beyond or above, they're not, you know, they regress. And it's true. You know, because running backs want to get paid high. They want to get paid top tier money because they feel like they deserve it. But once they get the money that they want, they don't play like how they're paid, you know? And that's the confusing part. You know, that's the most confusing part about it all. You know? That's why the Giants are not paying Saquon all this money. Because he's a running back. And Saquon has dealt with injuries over the years, you know. And you know, that's one reason why they're not panicking. Because a lot of people say all the time, it's not hard to find another running back in this league, which is not. You never know. Maybe Eric Gray, maybe he surprises me. Maybe he surprises a lot of people, and he does a lot of things that no one expected him to do. Now, just because I say that about this kid doesn't mean I'm gonna take Eric Gray over Saquon Barkley. No. Saquon Barkley, he is years ahead of Eric Gray. He knows everything. He knows what this league, he knows how the league plays out. Eric Gray's a rookie. He's gonna make mistakes. But we're gonna have to see what happens. But I just feel like the Giants, they're just, when I'm looking at the whole situation, the Giants are telling Saquon Barkley, we're going to give you this amount of money. We're not going to give you anything more than $14 million or $15 million because we don't know. We're concerned about your health. If we give you this money and you end up getting hurt, then the deal was, you know, then the deal was a bad, it was a bad deal, you know? Just like, you know, this is kind of very similar to the Russell Wilson situation. Russell Wilson, he got all this money, and look what happened. Russell Wilson, he played poorly, you know? And everyone's already saying that was the biggest, you know, trash, you know, that was one of the biggest throwaway kind of contracts anyone has ever seen, you know? So, let's see what happens. Saquon Barkley, this was Saquon Barkley's second season of going to the Pro Bowl, you know? Ever since his rookie year, he's been dealing with injuries, and he hasn't been himself, you know? So it's kind of like that. I think what GMs and head coaches look at the overall history of the running back spot, because running backs overall, like, it's hard to be a running back, you know, because running backs, when you're running, you get hit a lot. You know, you gotta find ways to run through gaps. You gotta take hits. You gotta find ways to get to those first downs. You know, so it's a tricky situation. You know, the Giants are basically this is what I see happening. The Giants are not gonna pay Saquon more than $14 million, or at least $15 million, because they don't know, you know, just because they're not doing that to disrespect him. They're doing that because they don't want to look bad. Because if they give him all this money and he ends up getting hurt, then it was a bad deal, you know. And I think, and I believe Saquon knows that. You know, I think Saquon knows that he's playing a position that no one cares about. You know, I think Saquon knows that he's playing for a position that's very useless now in today's game. You know, and I think Saquon will understand. And I think Saquon's gonna now know they're not disrespecting me because they're not disrespecting me by doing what they're doing. They're actually caring for me and not trying to make me look, trying not to make them look bad, but make me look bad as well. Because if I get hurt, the media is going to start talking, because we all know how the New York media likes to trash the Giants, you know? So I just feel like, I can see it going down. I can see it happening like that, you know? But we're going to have to see what happens. But yeah, Saquon Barkley. He's number 6 on my list. And last but not least, I got quarterback Daniel Jones. You know, look at, you probably could have guessed who's number 7 on my list. Daniel Jones. This is a guy who is playing for his future as the starting signal caller for the New York Giants in 2022. And boy, did he deliver. You know, even though he threw 15 touchdown passes, he tossed for more than 3,000 yards. You know, now look at while also showcasing his wheels for 7 additional, you know, while also showcasing his legs for 7 additional scores on the ground. Brian Daboll and Mike Kafka clearly played a huge role in helping Danny Dimes bring out his best. Daniel Jones' strong campaign led him to earning a payday from the Giants as he put the pen to the paper on a 4-year, $160 million contract earlier this offseason. You know, while Daniel Jones has said he's not paying attention to the outside noise, he still got to ball out in 2023 and live up to his new deal. Similar to multiple other players on the New York Giants, Daniel Jones has been working tirelessly to get his body ready for the new campaign. You know, he looks bigger these days, that's for sure. If the Giants want to reach double-digit wins this season and get back to the playoffs, and hopefully flirt with a trip to the NFC Championship game. And Daniel Jones is going to have to be on the top of his game this fall and winter. If Daniel Jones takes his game to a new level this year with all the new weapons at his disposal, then New York really will be a team to watch. Danny Dimes has to be electric for New York. So that's all I got to say about that. And yeah, guys, those are my 7 most important players on the New York Giants offense. Let me know how you guys feel about my list, and I'll get right back at you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I'll keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants. Yeah. And more lists about, or I'll give you guys, I'll also give you guys more lists about the New York Giants if I have any, so stay tuned for that as well. But until then, guys, I'm out. Peace.